I saw no point in matching my fists against a man armed with a knife, and I opened my hands in a supplicating gesture, as if to say that maybe we could discuss this like gentlemen. I have to admit I was afraid of Indio Juan, but from the sidelines Albert called, "You must fight him, Ned. If you back down now, they will all turn on you. Better to die like a man than to be beaten to death like a dog." And so I assumed my boxing position again, hands held high, feeling both powerless as well as ridiculous, not to mention terrified. "Protect your body, old sport," Tolly called out. "Think of Tunney versus Dempsey in 27, the thinking man over the brute. You can do it." If there was any equalizer at all, it was simply that Indio Juan was drunk and perhaps slightly dazed from my jabs. But he did not seem much intimidated by my boxing stance, and he advanced upon me, if a bit unsteadily, his knife carving the air, glinting in the firelight. It was smiling on one side of his face, the other disfigured side locked in its grotesque perpetual grimace of dead flesh, muscle, and nerve, like a half-melted mask. "Jab and move, Giles," Tolly said. "Stay out of his way." "Tolly, please shut up," I said. "No, I will not," Tolly said. "I can help you, Giles. Did I tell you that I was lightweight boxing champion at Princeton?" "You're so full of shit, Tolly." Flat-footed and terrified, I shuffled backwards from Indio Juan's approach. I noticed that, unlike the noisy, hooting crowd at a white man's fight, not a sound issued from the spectators, who seemed to watch impassively, as if they didn't particularly care who prevailed. "No, no, no, old sport," Tolly said. "Get on your toes. Don't let him get you moving backwards like that. He has a knife, Tolly," I pointed out. "Which is going to be in your gut if you do not take the offensive," Tolly said. "On your toes, old sport. Jab and move." And so I took Tolly's advice and stepped forward, jabbing Indio Juan twice in the face. The move caught him off guard, and the punches stunned him, but he still managed to cut my arm with his knife. I dropped back again and circled him, blood running down my arm. "Well done, Giles," Tolly said. "Keep it up, man. But you've got to hurt him quickly now. Two lefts and a finishing right this time. Throw the money punch, old sport. You've got one shot, and you must give it everything you've got." I moved in again, but this time Indio Juan was ready, and he thrust at me, stabbing me in the side before I was even able to land a punch. But in the heat of the moment, though I knew I'd been cut, I barely felt the knife blade, and I jabbed him twice more, rocking him. Then I stepped in again and threw the right for all I was worth, putting my full weight behind the punch and connecting on the side of his head. Indio Juan went down, and this time he stayed down. "Yes," Tolly cried out, "KO! He ran to me and raised my arm in the air.